Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Collective's free-form question and comment line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt is slow cookers. Tell us a story about slow cookers from your life. Maybe a holiday where they use them too much. A banquet hall where they didn't even have a slow cooker. What's your favorite dish to prepare in a slow cooker? Tell us your thoughts on this and anything else, and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website. That's themediacollective.org.
Well, let's see. There were too many slow cookers. And I think it was Thanksgiving. We had like 4 slow cookers, and one was this giant one that I didn't even know they made them that big. And then there was one time where I tried to make something in a slow cooker, and it was seriously slow. Like, it didn't cook the stuff overnight. It took like 2 nights to cook the shit. So, I don't know, maybe they're handy. I'm going to try a potato soup. Maybe that'll be easy. You know, potatoes, how hard is that?
I've been trying to make a point of using my slow cooker more this year. I had bought one last year thinking, oh, I could use it and put it on when I'm at work and come home and have a meal. Didn't go like that at all. I used it maybe once last year. This year so far, dry tofu cut my message off. I don't know what happened, so I will continue. Made chicken stew. It was good. It was a little spicy. I made a ham and lentil soup in it. It wasn't that great, so I don't think I'll make it again. But if I do, I'll have to spruce it up. But yeah, slow cookers, they're underrated, and we don't think about using them very often. But when you do, it turns out pretty good. I prefer cooking things in an iron skillet on the stovetop. I don't mind coming home from work, spending a half hour cooking a meal. So I'd love to hear people's favorite recipes that they have. Point me in the direction. I'm always looking for new things to cook, so that'd be great. Thanks, dry tofu.
I think you said slow cooker. I've never really used one. I've used a crock pot. Made beef, what was that called? Well, really, my wife made it, so I'm not really sure what it's called. And at auctions, they sell slow cookers sometimes. But besides that, that's about it.
Hey there, slow cooking. I like it because it's really easy. You get up in the morning, and if things are going good, you have time to cut up some potatoes, carrots, celery, garlic, onion, and meat, if you so choose. Like this winter, we're eating meat, but normally we're not. So you throw it all in there, some water, salt and pepper, a few seasonings, whatever you can find. Toss it all in, close the lid, and you can let it sit all day. It's like very rewarding. By the end of the day, you come home, and it's all ready to go, almost like you didn't put any work into it. And my baby just smashed his fingers, so we'll have to talk later. Bye.
Slow cookers usually give me bad memories because I remember that my mother would cook stew in a slow cooker. It was really, really, really disgusting. And so I was always reluctant about anything that was cooked in a slow cooker. Although she used to make this one thing called chicken cacciatore, and it was made in a crock pot, and it was actually good. But mostly, I'm always kind of leery about stuff that's made in a slow cooker, crock pot, whatever, because that stew scarred me for life.
Yes, I enjoy slow cookers. I find them to be very convenient, particularly if I've been working hard all day. I enjoy to come home and have a meal already prepared for me, and that way I don't have to cook after working hard. Probably chicken is one of my favorite things to cook in the slow cooker. I find chicken with a splash of wine and some good herbs makes a very tasty dish. You can serve it with rice or some type of a pasta. Also, I like a good dip, a hot dip, something with cheese and beef and maybe some tomatoes, some peppers. Yes, slow cookers, I think, are a good invention. I'm not sure who invented the slow cooker, yes, I like them. I think they're very good, and you can make tasty things in them. Soups are also very good in a slow cooker because cooking it slowly enhances the flavor. So that's all I really have to say about slow cookers, and I look forward to next week's question.
Slow cookers? You mean like those big steel boxes they have in restaurants where they cook brisket on like a big rotisserie rack thing and they put like wood in it and stuff? You mean a big slow cooker like one of those with a big sliding steel door? Yeah, those are pretty cool. The food that comes out of them is really good, but I've never had any experience with one of those kind of slow cookers. I don't think I could get one that big through my front door. Well, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, say what you want, but I don't cook. I don't even know what that is, slow cooker. That was the point. I don't know. Bye.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU.